Fuel theft at Vanderhoof Municipal Airport has become a growing concern for aircraft owners, with Paul Collard, president of Vanderhoof International Airshow Society, reporting a recent incident involving his own aircraft. This marks just one in a series of thefts reported by numerous aircraft owners, totaling dozens of complaints. The airport has around 35 to 40 aircraft parked there throughout the year. The absence of lockable fuel systems on older planes makes them easy targets for thieves, according to Collard. Despite the presence of airport and maintenance shop cameras, perpetrators often go undetected due to their discreet attire and evasion tactics. The stolen leaded fuel, primarily used for aircraft, poses dangers when utilized in regular vehicles, potentially causing engine damage. According to Collard, people are stealing fuel to use it in snowmobiles and quad bikes. Stolen fuel is leaded gas, which will be detrimental to regular vehicles with catalytic converters, he explains. What the fuel thieves don't understand is that it's not better for most of those vehicles at all because of the lead that's in it. It's going to foul up the plugs, and it's not high-tech gas that is going to make them go any better, Collard said. Aside from the financial losses incurred, Collard emphasizes the grave safety risks associated with fuel theft. The possibility of contaminants being introduced into aircraft tanks poses a significant threat to both property and lives. It's dangerous. The aircraft takes off and we get a fuel failure in flight and people get killed, and that's why it's a federal offense, not just a misdemeanor, he says. Collard says they have been advocating to enhance airport security for several years now. Before the recent fuel theft incidents, Collard mentioned previous security breaches at the airport, including individuals breaking in and performing reckless maneuvers on the apron. Additionally, there was an attempted aircraft theft resulting in the arrest of the perpetrator. Collard is calling on the District of Vanderhoof to step up their game when it comes to addressing these concerns. The district is aware of the issue, and earlier this week, the district allocated nearly $32,000 in its budget to install 590 meters of chain-link fence and gates donated from the Coastal Gas Link project sites. Read more. District allocates funds for airport development project in budget. We've actually made some progress in the budget that was passed by the district, said Collard. However, significant portions of the airport, all of the south side and west side, remain vulnerable, accessible via bush trails, Collard said, adding it will continue to present challenges for law enforcement. Vanderhoof RCMP Detachment Commander Staff Sergeant Kevin Day confirmed 5 theft of fuel complaints from aircraft at the airport since March 14. Day was unable to comment on the investigative steps being taken at this time, but he said the Vanderhoof RCMP are actively investigating these incidents. Police are requesting the assistance of the general public in solving these crimes, he said. Day is asking anyone with information concerning the thefts to call the Vanderhoof RCMP at 250-5657-222 or Crime Stoppers. Callers to Crime Stoppers will remain anonymous and could receive a cash reward.